Macoja Thof Alcheroid Gdi Air Clar Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bollard, and I want to welcome you to this week's edition of our programme Sounds Irish. I hope you can stay with me and enjoy some of the tracks that I've got lined up for you on this week's programme. Ballads, folk, traditional, country and Irish, old-time Irish-American songs and instrumentals, all with an Irish flavour or some connection with Ireland. So, stay tuned and enjoy this week's edition of Sounds Irish. Sounds Irish. Hello, friends, and welcome to our programme, Sounds Irish. I'm Joe Bollard, and I hope you can stay with me for the next, 2 hours or so and enjoy some of the tracks that we have on this week's programme. And believe you me, friends, this is an unusual Sounds Irish programme because, I've had such fun putting it together, but we've got some unusual tracks on it as well. But to get us off to a good start, we'll just tell you first of all that it is a pre-recorded programme and you can't contact me while I'm on air, but as I say so often, you can contact me at any time by email, joebollard2@aircom.net. And for those outside of Ireland, I'll spell aircom, E-I-R-C-O-M, .net. And Joe Bollard, J-O-E-B-O-L-L-A-R-D, and a figure 2. JoeBollard2@aircom.net, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. And as I said, quite a mixed programme for us this week with some unusual tracks, voices we haven't heard before and voices we have heard before, like this one from Dermot O'Brien telling us all about the Connemara Rose. Now, I've told you about Connemara. It's a district of County Galway. We'll be dropping in and out of County Galway this week. But here, as I say, Dermot O'Brien and Connemara Rose.
Well, I met a girl in Connemara, far west of Galway town. Her blue eyes glowed with beauty, in her red hair flowing down. She lives among the mountains, where the wild, wild heather grows. And her name is Kate O'Hara, she's my Connemara Rose. Well, I knew when first I met her on the road to Oaknard, that somehow, someway, someday she'd be tenant of my heart. She smiled at me so sweetly as the stream beside her flowed, and from that day on I'll never forget my Connemara. Well, it seemed like endless time went by till again I saw her smile. But the memory of her love sustained me every lonely mile. She was waiting as she promised when I came back to propose, and to ask her father for the hand of my Connemara Rose. Tomorrow we will walk the aisle in the little church at Mann, and there we'll take the vows for life, to live and work as one. Our children will grow to manhood, where the wild, wild heather grows. And I hope that they'll be proud like me of my Connemara Rose. And she comes from Connemara, far west of Galway town. Her blue eyes glow with beauty, sea, and her red hair flowing down. She lives among the mountains, where the wild, wild heather grows. And her name is Kate O'Hara, she's by Connemara Rose. Oh, her name is Kate O'Hara, she's by Connemara Rose.
Dermot O'Brien and the Connemara Rose. I said at the beginning of the program that we'd hear voices perhaps on the program this week that we hadn't heard before. Here is one such voice. Unfortunately, this good singer is no longer with us. He was a very good friend of mine, and we recorded this particular album, a good few years ago. I'm doing the backing and he's doing the singing. And I asked him when he was doing the album if he'd sing this particular song, because it's one of my favourites. And it's entitled Where the River Shannon Flows. Here, my good friend Morris O'Hara. And if you listen carefully, you'll notice that Morris was a very big Bing Crosby fan. In fact, Morris O'Hara at one time sang in Carnegie Hall for an Irish event. But here, the late Morris O'Hara, with yours truly doing the backing on a keyboard, Where the River Shannon Flows.
There's a pretty spot in Ireland, and I'll always claim as my land, where the fairies and the blarneys will never, never die. It's the land of the shillelagh, and my heart goes back there daily to the girl I left behind me when we kissed and said goodbye. Where the Shannon River's flowing, where the three-leaved shamrock grows, sure it's there that I'll be going to my little Irish rose. And the moment that I meet her with a hug and kiss, I greet her, for there's not a county sweeter where the Shannon River flows. Sure, no letter I'll be making, for soon will I be sailing. And I bless the ship that takes me back to dear old Erin shore. There I'll settle down forever, and I'll leave the old sad never, and I'll whisper to my darling, won't you change your neighbor's store? Where the Shannon River's flowing, where the three-leaved shamrock grows, sure it's there that I'll be going to my little Irish rose. I meet her with a hug and kiss, I greet her, for there's not a kind sweeter where the ocean, river flows. Now there's not a valley sweeter, where the shadow river flows.
Now, I am aware that that wasn't the greatest recording there ever was, but it was taken from a cassette, so there's quite an amount of hiss. But I hope it didn't spoil it for you. And that was the late Maurice O'Hara and his interpretation of Where the River Shannon Flows. We're going to Kilkenny now. I think we did a Kilkenny track on last week's programme. Nevertheless, we're doing one on this week's programme because this particular song brings back memory to me. I've told you the story. In my first trip to the US was about 1960, I think, when I went with the Jack Ruan band to play in many of the Irish centres in and around New York. Where did we go? New York, Boston, Chicago and the Catskill Mountains, I think. Amongst other places. But when we arrived and we were playing a particularly Irish program, totally opposite to what we'd play here in Ireland, we were a dance band at the time, and we used to play in ballrooms up and down Ireland. And then we went to America and we played, as I say, in a lot of the Irish centres. So we had to have an Irish program. And on our first night, I was asked by somebody in the ballroom, did I know this particular song? And I have to confess, I didn't. But I asked the band leader and he knew it. And over breakfast the following morning in our hotel, he taught me the words and we found a piano and I tinkered it. And that particular night, the following night rather, I sang this particular song and it went really well down with the people, particularly the person who asked for it. Here, it's Frank McCafferty's version of The Moon Behind the Hill. It's a lovely song and there's some lovely lyrics in this. It's very difficult to say lovely lyrics. The thing about Irish songs, and it's most important thing about Irish songs, yes, we have some wonderful melodies, but it's the lyrics you have to sing because we Irish people are great for telling stories, whether it's in a poem or in a story itself or in a song. So listen to the lyrics of The Moon Behind the Hill. And I'll play this for all my Kilkenny listeners.
I watched last night the rising moon upon a foreign strand, till memories came like flowers in June of home and fatherland. I dreamt I was a child once more beside the rippling rill, where first I saw in days of yore the moon behind the hill. It brought me back the visions grand, that purple boyhood's dreams. Its youthful loves, its happy land, as bright as morning's beams. It brought me back my own sweet Nore, the castle and the mill, until my eyes could see no more the moon behind the hill. It brought me back a mother's love until in accents wild I prayed her from her home above to guard her lonely child. It brought me one across the way to live in memory still. It brought me back my Kathleen's grave, their moon behind the hill.
Wasn't that a lovely song? Frank McCaffrey and the moon behind the hill. There was this particular ship. It was an Irish ship. The name of the ship was the Irish Rover. Now, this is a humorous song. It's done for us here by the High Kings. And in the year of our Lord, 1806, we set sail from the coal quay of Cork. That's one of the docks in Cork, a loading dock where they used to load coal in it. And it tells the story of the ship that set sail with a huge cargo. We had 1 million bags of the best Sligo rags. What else? We had 5 million hides of old blind horses' hides. And then in the last verse, well, the ship met with a disaster. Here, the High King's telling us the story of the Irish Rover. And please, don't be fooled by the intro. We went 9 times around and the old dog was drowned. I'm the last of the Irish Rover. The High King's there telling us that story. Now, here's something that means something to me. It's that wonderful whistle player Joni Madden. I try to get as much Joni Madden material in Sounds Irish as I can because I'm a big Joni Madden fan. Now, for our new listeners, Joni Madden is a lady, lives in the US, but she plays, well, what used to be called the tin whistle, but it's not tin anymore. God only knows what it is, acrylic or something. I'll tell you what, I'll try and contact Joni and ask her to give us some information about the whistle. But she plays not just the one whistle, she plays many types of whistles. And it's haunting. This one is called the South Wind.
Thank you.
There we heard a group that I think I played early last year on Sounds Irish, a group called Lunasa, and that they make a lovely sound, don't they? This is Country and Irish. TJ Stewart now is telling us all about County Antrim.
When I'm gonna pack my suitcase with my guitar in my hand, I'm gonna cross that big blue sea, he'll end up in a foreign land. Now, sweetheart, don't you worry, I'll come back to you someday, to that good old County Antrim where I spent my childhood days. Should I see you crying, there's a teardrop from your eye, and I tried to comfort her, says, not like you to cry. Darling, I must be going as I wave goodbye. She said, please don't you worry, and I promised I won't cry. I arrived in Texas 2 years from today. I'm still missing my baby ever since I went away. But I'm getting out of Texas, cause I've been here far too long, and I'm going back to County Antrim, I never more will roam. So I'm gonna pack my suitcase with my guitar in my hand. I'm gonna cross that big blue sea, he'll end up in a foreign land. Now, sweetheart, don't you worry, I'll come back to you someday, to that good old County Antrim where I spent my childhood. I'm not happy here. My heart, it lies in Ireland, where my baby spent her years. So I'm getting out of Texas, cause I've been here for too long. I'm going back to County Antrim, I never more will roam. I'm gonna pack my suitcase with my guitar in my hand. I'm gonna cross that big blue sea, he'll end up in a foreign land. Now, sweetheart, don't you worry, I'll come back to you someday, to that good old County Antrim where I spent my childhood day. To that good old County Antrim where I spent my childhood day.
Straight out of Grand Old Opry Irish style there, T.J. Stewart, and going back to County Antrim. Whenever I play this next artist singing, I hold up my hand and say, to me, this is the best voice that has come out of Ireland for many, many a year. I'm talking about Ronan Tynan, and unfortunately I don't have a lot of Ronan's material. Well, I only have one album, to be honest with you, and there's very little Irish material I can find. But nevertheless, Ronan Tynan has a beautiful voice. This is a beautiful song. I've played it before, and I have no qualms about playing it again. It's entitled Sail Away.
Out on the water, hoping the tide will take us where we want to go. But life has subtle changes, just when you want the wind is when it doesn't blow. Land fades from sight, from now on we are steering by the stars. Learning to read them is what our journey here is all about. Sail away. Mind a sea that rolls forever, sail away. Tomorrow will be different, taking a new direction from another star. And looking back is pointless. What's in the past just leads the way to where you are. Land fades from sight. From now on we are steering by the stars. Learning to read them is what our journey here is all about. Sail away. The center of your soul, on a sea that rolls forever, sail away. Steering by the stars, we find ourselves in places unanticipated, absolutely strange. Always on the move, wondering if we'd waited, would we still be happy, or is happiness in change? Is faith a lonely sailor, or are we meant to meet someone to help us through? And if we meet somebody, are we supposed to be the captain or the crew? Land fades from sight. From now on we are steering by the stars. Learning to read them is what our journey here is all about. Sail away. In the firmament of time, on a sea that rolls forever, sail away, sail away, sail away. Well,
friends, there's only one word that sums that up for me, and that's exquisite. Beautiful arrangement, tremendous singing, and of course that wonderful falsetto note at the top. Well done, Ronan Tynan. It's just occurred to me also that we haven't had a female woman on the programme today. We're going to ask Margot. That's Daniel O'Donnell's sister, to put that to rights for us now, because she's going to sing a song entitled West of the Old River Shannon. Oh, if you go west of the River Shannon, well, for a lot of the time, you're in Connacht, which is the province on the west coast, right down of Ireland. Here, I'll tell you what to do. Enough prattle from Joe Ballard. Let Margot tell you about it.
Travel the county to Galway around. You'll never see anyone wearing the crown. West of the old River Shannon, the people of Connacht are friendly and free. From Castlebar shine.